Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Old Guard is a superhero origin film. It provides lots of action scenes whereby the superheroes display their superpowers while explaining where the superheroes come from. The Old Guard comes from long ago, very long ago. You wouldn't look twice at any of them. There are no shields, hammers, and no capes to depend on. The superpowers of the Old Guard are that you can't kill them. What would be mortal wounds for any human are not for them. They heal themselves almost instantaneously. They come back to life to fight another day or even that day as they rally to the battle. They've been fighting for centuries with articles, photographs, and ancient texts displayed on a wall chart put together by James Copley, played by Chiwetel Ejiofor, a former CIA agent. Copley is tracking the Old Guard to determine the nature of their regenerative DNA. Stephen Merrick, played by Harry Melling, CEO of Merrick, a pharmaceutical firm, wants to develop a drug for incurable diseases. The Old Guard superhero team is pitted against Copley and Merrick, who are out to capture them for experimental purposes. The Old Guard is based on a comic book or graphic novel by Greg Rucka, who wrote the screenplay for the movie, directed by Gina Prince Bythewood. She directed Love and Basketball, The Secret Life of Bees, and Beyond the Lights. The Old Guard is a connect-the-dots-by-the-book superhero movie packed with nearly back-to-back, super-violent, martial arts-style fighting, gunplay, and explosions. The film has its moments of character development and scenes between the superheroes that give glimpses of their backstories, conflicted emotions about their mission, and vulnerability toward each other. The real reason to see The Old Guard is Charlize Theron as Andy, a.k.a. Andromache of Scythia. With a name like that, you know she's got a legendary backstory. As an actor, Charlize Theron's backstory is playing strong, difficult, and often victimized female characters, no more so than in Mad Max Fury Road and Monster. Theron received an Actress Oscar for Monster. Charlize Theron is a dynamic screen presence. She has numerous incredible fighting scenes. She also has several dialogue scenes whereby Andy muses about her future. Charlize Theron's intense eyes, solid physicality, and lower register voice works well for the role of Andy, leader of the Old Guard. The Old Guard had some flashbacks, including Charlize Theron as a medieval warrior. New to the Old Guard in a strong supporting role is Kiki Layne as Niall Freeman, a Marine veteran of the war in Afghanistan. The Old Guard includes Matthias Schoenaerts as a French soldier who fought alongside Napoleon, Marwan Kanzari as a Muslim warrior who was in the Crusades, and Luca Marinelli, an Italian crusader. Then Veronica Nago as Quinn appears in a denouement scene that indicates a sequel is in store. There should be plenty of material to occupy the Old Guard as they fight through the centuries. The Old Guard is MPAA rated R for sequences of graphic violence and language. AMC Theaters announced in an August 13 email to AMC A-list members that they would reopen as many as 100 of its theaters August 20 and expects to have two-thirds of its 600 theaters open by September 3rd. Coronavirus pandemic protocol will be in place. AMC will offer 15-cent tickets opening day August 20 to celebrate its 100th anniversary. AMC will screen Disney's The New Mutants starting August 28 and Christopher Nolan's Tenet starting September 3rd. Opening August 21st is Unhinged, MPAA rated R, starring Russell Crowe in a road rage revenge thriller. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.